I'm Marco Werman. This is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. The 2008 Olympic Games open in Beijing at the end of next week. You can expect pomp, pageantry, and pollution. Authorities are concerned that the poor air quality in the Chinese capital could cause problems for the athletes. And so Chinese officials have taken dramatic steps to combat the pollution. They've banned half of all private cars from Beijing, and they've closed some of its most polluting factories. Still, a layer of smog hangs over the city. The world's Mary Kay Magstad is there. So Mary Kay, looking out your window, how far can you see?
About a block. And it's been that way for 4 days. It's been very thick, very smoggy. And, you know, it's really a disappointment because when they first put these new regulations into effect early last week, we did have some blue sky days like we rarely see here. And then suddenly the smog closed in again. There hasn't been wind. There hasn't been rain. So there's been nothing to move it out of this basin that is Beijing. It's surrounded by mountains on most sides. So when smog moves in here and there's nothing to move it out, we're just stuck with it.
So 11 days out now from the opening ceremonies, what further measures is the Chinese government going to take on top of what they've already done to address the situation?
They're talking about possibly taking more cars off the roads. They're talking about closing more factories. But it may just come down to needing to have some, you know, miracle of nature happen, to have a thunderstorm, to have a strong wind blow in from Mongolia where the air is cleaner.
And just to get a sense of scale, Mary Kay, today, July 28th, how does it rank in terms of pollution with like the worst day you've ever seen in Beijing?
It's definitely on the short list, but it's a long short list. There have been a number of days when I couldn't see much more than a block here. But probably the worst day was a couple of months ago when it really hurt my eyes to be outside. There was some sort of chemical in the air that normally isn't there, even on the worst days. And again, it's just a matter of where the air is blowing from, which factories, emissions you're breathing and feeling against your skin. That was not a good day.
What has the International Olympic Committee said about this? Are they concerned?
There is concern. The Chinese government continues to say we will deliver the air quality we promised and we will take whatever measures we need to make sure that happens. But if it doesn't happen, there already have been discussions about postponing some of the events that last for an hour or more.
It does kind of seem that all of this goes against the idea that China is offering Beijing as the first green Olympics.
Well, the way that China has approached making this, the Green Olympics, is to literally make the city green. They've brought in flowers that they can make bloom outside of their usual season. The parks are green. Riverbeds that have been dry for a long time have been filled up. In one case, not too far from where I live and where I'm speaking right now, the rowing and canoeing Olympic competitions will be on such a riverbed where water has been diverted from a river outside of Beijing in Hebei province to allow this to happen. Once the Olympics are over, it will be a dry riverbed again.
And so if this water is being diverted from rivers that aren't being typically used for this kind of activity, presumably somebody is not getting that precious natural resource. Who
right.
could be?
Farmers. There are a number of farmers whose crops are being affected this year because water is being diverted to Beijing.
And what do the farmers have to say about that?
The farmers mostly have said, well, of course, we support the Olympics and, you know, basically we'll get through this season and hopefully next year it'll be better. But they've already suffered through years of drought in this area, in Beijing, Hebei, and surrounding provinces. This is a very, very dry area. So to have so much water being diverted into the city for the Olympics really costs something to these farmers.
Given all of these kind of acute situations, do the Chinese still think it's worth it to have these Olympics for 2 weeks?
There's real excitement here about China hosting the Olympics. And I think, you know, the vast majority of Chinese would like to see the Olympics be a success. They'd like to see visitors come here and be impressed with China, be impressed with what Beijing has done to welcome them, to prepare the city. The vast majority of Chinese are totally on board with this, and they're very much looking forward to the opening of the Olympics.
The world's Mary Kay Magstad in a hazy Beijing. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Marco.